ITS, clear.
VWA, W4DJW. Did you get it going?
Transmission, how do I sound? Let me give you about 5 seconds of this.
Do I sound scratchy to you?
I'm concerned about that. Are you? Am I coming back scratchy to you?
Yeah, there's some scratchy on the repeater. It might be because it's been sitting for a little while.
Listen, can you hit the White Oak repeater?
I don't know. What frequency is White Oak?
I believe it's 147.285.
147 what?
285.
Does it have a tone? I'll go over there and see if I can hit it. It must have a tone because I'm not able to bring it up. I could hear the ID going off when I turned it to that frequency, but when I key, I don't get any squelch tail.
I hadn't shifted back on the VFO yet. I'm still transmitting on that one. I'm looking it up as we speak.
I can hear you. I can hear on that end. I just can't talk till I get a tone.
Up six.
Okay, I'm not shifting. What's the shift, up or down?
Well, now, I just cranked the engine on the truck up, and I'm going to rev it up and down a little bit. How does this sound? Any change whatsoever?
You changed repeaters. You're over on the 6-1 now. But no, you sound as good on the 6-1 as you do over there. W4DJW. KM4VWA, W4DJW. KM4VWA, W4DJW.
JW, KM4VWA.
Okay, I hear you now. Did you have a hard time getting over here? Can you hear me? KM4VWA, W4DJW, you hear me?
Double dummy on me. I turned down my volume so I wouldn't be disturbed over on the other one. I've got you good and clear, bud.
Okay, I don't hear any crackle now either on you or on the repeater after it blips.
My wife was just telling me my granddaughter is going to be here just about any time now. So... I'm not going to get to play anymore. Aww.
All right. Well, enjoy your time and Happy New Year. Enjoy the time with your granddaughter and Happy New Year. I'll see you next year, probably. Anyway, take care. KM4VWA. Sounds good installation, W4DJW.
Just dropped my power down to its lowest point on this one. Can you tell a big difference?
No, I can't tell any difference. No difference at all.
Wow, that's great. All right. Well, listen, be safe tonight if you do go out. And if you do go out, don't drink all the punch. Y'all have fun. And I'm like a bad habit. I keep coming around. I will see you next year for sure. KN4VWA, if anybody else out there, have a Happy New Year. Clear.
Happy New Year, W4DJW, clear.
This is KN4TFW.
Happy New Year, Ken.
Told Dave. There we go with punch there, Ken.
RCL, this is KO4ULP. KO4ULP, monitoring.
KO4ULP, K4OIM. Happy New Year, Alex Jackson.
KO4ULP, Happy New Year to you, Walt.
Okay, trying to get up a 6-meter dipole. But I've got to get some more paracord. And I hope that the wire man's open Monday. I don't know if he'll be open the day after New Year's. Well, the first Monday after New Year's. I know a lot of people that work, they've got today off and Monday off.
Get the cable that you need.
Transmission, what was that, Alexander?
Hope you can get the cable that you need.
Got 200 feet of it, but it's I'm saving that. I've got a five-band fan dipole that water got into the ballam on it, and I got it on the ground. And I'm putting it back together, but I'm saving that bigger power cord to pull that thing up. It's, I think, 103 feet long, or the 80-meter portion of it. Well, I guess you hear my cat. It ain't my cat. I've got two cats, and there's about 12 cats with their kittens come out of the woods across the street. Every time I feed my cats, all of these come over here. This big old tomcat, when we first moved in, they were wild. You couldn't touch them. And now this big old orange one, he got the biggest head ever seen on a cat. He come in here, he just jumps up in my lap. He wants me to tickle his belly. And sometime I'll be on the radio and writing something down, and he won't leave me alone. But I used to hate cats, and now it looks like I've got, counting the wild ones, about 15 of them over here.
Wow, that's a lot of cats. Cats are funny little animals. You know, some you can get a very mean cat, you can get a very friendly cat.
Still three or four of them, they won't let me touch them. But they'll get right up close to me when I put the peas out. As quick as I stand up, they run. Did you ever get your other radio program?
Radio program.
And you were trying to get the program, didn't you?
Yes, I got it all programmed and it is working.
Congratulations. That TYT radio I ordered from Radio Deity, that thing was getting real hot. Just sitting there on the receive. I mean, it gets so hot you couldn't pick it up. I'd have to be real quick and reach up there and turn the volume switch all the way off on it before I let it cool off, before I picked it up. And I called Radio Deity yesterday, and he walked me through the program thing, so I did it, and now it seems to be working fine. I've had this thing about 2 or 3 months, and just never had boo with it, because I've got a Yaesu handheld here, but it's only 5 watts, and that TYT I got, it's 10 watts out. Plus, I've got a 80-watt amplifier here that I can plug into it, and that way I can put 5 watts in, I believe it is, and get 80 watts out. But here at my location on Lake Bowen, they ain't no need running that much power. When I can get by, I can get the repeater with 5 watts just fine.
Also hit the repeater with 5 watts. I also have a 5-watt handheld and a 10-watt. The 10-watt is my new one that I had trouble programming. And yeah, and then I have my 25-watt base station with a 6-foot J-pole antenna on the roof. And you know, I have no trouble hitting the repeater.
J-pole, that's what I ought to be doing. I need to get that J-pole up and get it up in a tree up there and run some wire into my bedroom so I can take one of these handhelds up here at night or whenever I'm in the house. Usually I get up about 7 o'clock in the morning and I come down here in my shack, put on a pot of coffee and turn the radio on and turn the TV on, watch a little news, and I'll fix me some breakfast. And I'll stay down here till, sometimes I'm down here till 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm retired, And I'm telling you, I've got about five of what they call Bojangles, about five of those tube-type radios I'm restoring. If I can ever get parts for them. I ordered parts 5 months ago, and I finally got them the day before Christmas. And I'm son of a gun. They sent me the wrong recap kit for all five radios. And you just can't get parts right now the way shipping is. Everything's coming from China. It's sitting out there off the coast in them cargo containers out there off the coast of Long Beach, California.
ULP for station ID. Yeah, wow, they made a big mistake. Can't believe they sent you the wrong thing for five radios. Wow, that must have been frustrating.
The thing, these radios don't belong to somebody else, or they'd be raising sand about me keeping them that long. I bought all of them myself. I love these old radios way back in the 40s and 50s. I like to turn them on and watch all them tubes light up. I've got one old holocrafter over here that's got 18 tubes in it. I can put it down here in my camper and cut the heat off when I fire that thing up. I'm trying to find me a new heat kit, SB401. I've got the matching receiver. That's one of them I'm waiting on parts for. I may be able to go up here to Harley Electronics in Spartanburg and buy the capacitors piece by piece and get them that way. It's cheaper if you just buy the recap kit for that radio. They send you every capacitor that goes in it. It's a lot cheaper to buy them one at a time. But I ain't no hurry. I just got one here that I'm dying to get back on the air. KO4ULP, K4OIM.
If I'd like to fix up those old radios, and yeah, so what VHF, UHF radio are you running off of?
Here is a Yaesu CPU-2900R. It was made, it's one of the first radios to come out with a central processing unit in it. It was the first one that came out that was had anything to do with computer. It's close to 50 years old, but it works.
That's good. What is the wattage that it runs at?
10 and 25, and I'm running 5 watts right now.
Well, good for hitting the repeater at 5 watts.
Yeah, finally got on 2 meters. I didn't have an antenna. And my daughter had one of those old magnet mount antennas for telephones. And it was on the band when she bought it. She just took it off and threw it away. I got that thing and took the stinger, the antenna out of the magnet mount, and cut me a piece of copper wire 18 inches long and stuck it down in there and set it on top of the central air unit that was right outside my radio room. And I talked on that thing for about 2 months. I mean, it worked good. It wasn't 3 feet off the ground. And then I ordered what's called a fire stick from Amazon. It's a 5/8 wavelength ground plane antenna. I think I gave $32 for it. And that's what I've got up out here now. It seems to work just fine.
Working perfectly fine. You're coming clear on my end. So, yeah, I like my setup here with my J-pole. It's a homemade J-pole. I didn't make it, but I'm not sure who made it, but I just know it's homemade.
Well, I've got Chad, K-O-4-N-U-E. He built it and brought it over here and gave it to me in appreciation for me having that round table when I called the net on Tuesday night and helped the new rams out. Oh, Chad, he'll help you any way he can, Alexander.
Jerry is a helpful person.
ULP K4OIM. Well, I'm going to sign out. The repeater's been kind of quiet today. Everybody must have started celebrating early. But I'm going to go ahead and clear with you and see if I can find me about 20 foot of paracord to get the other end of this 6-meter antenna up. It's been a joy talking to you. And 7-3s and have a happy new year, Alexander. K-O-4-U-L-P, K-4-O-I-M.
3's Walt, and happy new year. Have a good rest of your day. K-O-4-U-L-P, clear.